As the mother of a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, I have had to learn a lot about dinosaurs. I know that Triceratops ate plants, Tyrannosaurus rex ate Triceratops, Struthiomimus ate dinosaur eggs, and Deinonychus had huge claws on his feet which could rip out the insides of a Brontosaurus, all the gory details of which utterly delight my supposedly innocent little children. But for a bird-watching mom, what is most fascinating about dinosaurs is that they were really just unfeathered, four-legged birds. At least that's what some knowledgeable paleontologists consider them to be. There are some fossils of one creature called Archaeopteryx, whose skeleton was exactly like a dinosaur, except in one critical feature. Archaeopteryx clearly had feathers. Birds are the only animals with feathers. That's part of what defines the class. And Archaeopteryx is the only known creature that had both feathers and a full set of teeth. The skeletons of many other dinosaurs are far more similar to birds than to modern reptiles, so some scientists consider Archaeopteryx more than just a bridge between dinosaurs and birds. It's one link in a long chain of evidence that dinosaurs as we know them were not reptiles at all. They were just a flock of clumsy, earthbound birds. The issue was bandied about in paleontological circles when some scientists began to believe that dinosaurs, unlike typical reptiles, were warm-blooded. All of a sudden, it seemed to make sense why some dinosaurs looked so much like today's ostriches. Struthiomimus's name even means ostrich mimic. When some scientists put together what they knew about one dinosaur, Stenonicosaurus, they concluded that it must have been so swift a runner that it was almost certainly warm-blooded and may well have had an insulating cover of feathers. Stenonicosaurus is also considered the most intelligent of all the dinosaurs. Scientists think so not because they administered little fossil IQ tests, but because from its bone structure they can figure out what its habits must have been as an active predator and what its brain size relative to its body size must have been. This dinosaur was probably more intelligent than any existing reptile. Its intelligence was more similar to ostriches and other birds than to reptiles. It's interesting to see other parallels between dinosaurs and modern birds. Many duck-billed dinosaurs like Corythosaurus had hollow bone structures on their heads, which may have served as resonating chambers for amplifying their voices. This would serve the same purpose exactly as the incredibly long, coiled trachea of the trumpeter swan. It's hard to explain extinction to a little kid. Even if dinosaurs were really reptiles and not birds, it's appealing to look at a tiny chickadee and imagine that it embodies the spirit and maybe something of the physical presence of a lumbering Brontosaurus. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.